So you look at where your body weaknesses are. Is it in this area, up here? And it's often will give you a clue as to where an energy center is unfolding that you're having a hard time adapting to. Okay, if you have a heart problem, then it's probably you're having a hard time adapting to figuring out what true spiritual love is versus the lower love. Okay, if you have some sinus problems, well, you're having a petal unfold that's presenting some ideas to you that you are maybe resisting. So almost all disease is caused by resistance of some kind. Resistance of soul energy coming into you produces disease. And when you accept the energies that come into you and deal with them properly, you'll be vital and healthy. Now, there's other causes of problems like, you know, eating bad food, not getting enough exercise. All those things are really good. But we all know a lot of people that don't exercise, they have bad diet, but they're still pretty healthy. And my brother is one. He's 9 years older than me. Still, he got a lot more hair than I do. Looks great. And all he's eaten in his life is meat and potatoes. We grew up on that diet, and I kind of advanced beyond that. When he eats a hamburger, all he eats on there is a hamburger, bun, and ketchup. That's it. You know, and potatoes, meat and potatoes is about over 90% of his diet. And he's always been healthy throughout his entire life, which tells me he's pretty much in his life handling whatever energies is being released into him. He's handling it pretty good. And I don't think he exercises that much. I've never seen him exercise. But he's 75 or 76, and he's in great shape, which has always amazed me. I made a joke to him. I says, "Well, Bill, what you need to do is write a joke cookbook about the meat and potatoes diet, and then go on Jay Leno. He'd probably have you on because it would be a big laugh about how you're so healthy on the meat and potatoes diet." And he's also a lot thinner than me. He's about like Jason over here. For his body, he's in great shape. He just amazes me. So resistance to soul energy creates a lot of problems for itself. So what we need to do, if we're not in good health or don't have much energy or always feeling tired or whatever, it's often traced to resistance of soul energy. So we need to find out what we're resisting. So if we can tune in to the inner self will tell us. We'll get a sense of what it is we're resisting. And if that doesn't work, look at the circumstances of your life. As you progress through life, we talked about signs yesterday. You're actually given signs, legitimate signs, as to where the problem is. One of the biggest signs, like I say, is your look at your health. Where are your health problems located? Are they up here, here, or here? Now, let's say you have a health problem in connection with your solar plexus energy. Does that mean you don't have any heart energy? No, because the centers unfold, they don't all unfold at once. The petals of the solar plexus may be two-thirds unfolded, while your heart may be one-third unfolded. Your head centers may be 10-20% unfolded. So it isn't like one unfolds completely, then the other starts to unfold. But all of us have different energy petals throughout our entire body unfolded to different degrees. So you want to forget about, don't think you're of a lower evolution if you have a problem with a lower energy center, or don't think you're really evolved if you have a sinus problem or whatever, because all these centers evolve in different amounts. But the lower centers will always be more unfolded than the higher centers until a person becomes at the end of his evolution, like the Christ was. And he had all of his centers unfolded and working in harmony, and he was adjusted to all of his sinners. So that made him a very balanced person. So as a person progresses, these energy centers open up and he explores all kinds of different things. And as the solar plexus, when his attention is on the solar plexus, he's usually very religious and attracted to like a fundamentalist religious activity or church of some kind. And so he's the type of person then for the Mormon and testimony meeting, get up and cry and bear witness. And he's a guy in the Christian church that may be speaking in tongues or rolling on the floor or whatever, you know. Just cries when he hears about the sacrifice of Jesus, and he thinks he's had the born again experience. These are all centered on the solar plexus. And then as he begins to open up the centers that control the mind, gets maybe the wisdom energy center unfolded, gets maybe several petals of the third eye unfolded, and as these energy centers unfold, the center of the top of the head, the thousand petal lotus, number of them begin to unfold as the person progresses. Now, as this happens, he begins to realize, well, you know, religion isn't really answered all my questions, you know, and he begins to analyze everything. And he comes to the conclusion that, you know, God isn't what he's made out to be. Some guy sitting on a throne isn't really in charge of everything, is what he eventually concludes. And he will either become agnostic or atheist for a period of time, often spanning a number of lifetimes. So what's interesting about this is when we meet an atheist or agnostic, like Chris over here, he's not really sure about, he's analyzing everything, is often this person will be more evolved than the extremely religious person that thinks he's going to heaven if he were to die tomorrow. When these really religious people go to the next world and find out the truth of all this, they'll be surprised to see that, you know, some of these atheists were actually more evolved than they were, and which is kind of an irony. So anyway, this person reaches this point to where he just begins to analyze everything in a very materialistic way. He says, well, let's forget about all this spiritual stuff and let's just look at everything logically. And he comes to a bunch of conclusions. And he will either conclude there is no God or else take an agnostic point of view, saying, you know, I don't see any evidence. If God wants to reveal himself, fine, but I don't really, not really going to follow anything unless I see some really true evidence that there's something to follow. And so he lives this way for a number of lifetimes, and he tries to solve every problem with his mind. And then he reaches a point to where there's certain problems that are not solved just with the logical mind alone. And then he gets frustrated time after time. He reaches certain things in his life. It's hard to say what they might be. It's like he maybe has a personal problem and he thinks, you know, there really should be some divine source available to solve this problem. It would be really nice, but you know, that's against my philosophy. But anyway, he keeps being in a corner time and time again until finally he reaches a crisis to where he opens himself up to the possibility that something may be out there. And then when he becomes open and reaches what we call a point of tension, then suddenly one day he will have his first communication from the inner God, from soul contact. And he'll get this communication, and he'll think, was that my imagination, or did I really receive something? And before I go any farther, this, not everybody goes through this or atheists. Some people are like believers that just left their church and just not sure what's out there. Other people are people that are just searching, but people are in all different types of situations. But when the first real soul contact comes and they get some communication from the inner God, they think it's probably their imagination, and they may dismiss it for 3 or 4 times. And then one day it'll come again and they'll think, well, I'll just follow it, see what happens. So he follows that inner voice and it really works for him. And he thinks, huh, I wonder if that was my imagination, or did I really get something outside of just my reasoning mind? You know, it didn't seem reasonable when I got it, but I followed it, and now on hindsight, it was very logical. It satisfies my mind on hindsight, but when I got it, it didn't seem logical. But now it's all over with, and I followed that inner voice. On hindsight, it was the logical thing to do.